Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Got 22s? Got Shepherds? You know, we mentioned months ago that the corona panic would be worse than the coronavirus itself. And the virus is plenty bad enough. There are people dying. There's no question about it. Our government has sent mixed messages at all levels, top to bottom, left to right. We are being led by buffoons, profiteers, and parasites. And, class, you really need to do your own research and think for yourself. There are people who are saying, wear masks, don't wear masks. Go out in public, don't go out in public. It's clear. It's absolutely clear that the only way to contain this is by isolation. That's the only way. And when Rich mentioned devaluing work, as a teenager, I was extremely fortunate. I was offered a position at Sears Roebuck and Company as an automotive mechanic. I was a teenager. And after school and high school and the weekends, I put on the mechanic shirt, blue jeans, turned my belt sideways so I wouldn't, you know, if I leaned over a car, I wouldn't scratch it with my belt buckle. You know, all those little things that we were taught. And I did not know everything about automotive mechanics as a teenager. I didn't. I had a lot to learn. And the shop foreman welcomed me that day number one, brought me over from the automotive shop, which was across the parking lot from the main store, brought me into the men's department, and held up a shirt. It was a gray polyester shirt, and it had gray buttons. And he said, I think this will fit fine. And he said to the cashier, charge this to my account, meaning to the automotive shop. And he bought me a shirt. Sears paid for the shirt. I still have the shirt. It still fits fine. Top quality. And that's when I learned more about automotive mechanics. Now, I was racing cars on spare time, building race engines and things like that. But I learned more about automotive mechanics at Sears. And if I didn't know something, I could ask the shop foreman. And I thought, boy, I'd like to be just like him. He knows a lot more than I do. And if I get in the jam, I can ask him, and he knows the answers. Wouldn't it be great to know everything that he knew? And he was older, because he'd been there for years solving problems. There were 20 bays, 20 automotive bays, 20 cars being worked on at a time. That'd be the maximum capacity when it was full. And he was the boss. And he kept all that running smoothly. And I was impressed. And that's when I learned about the value of doing a better job. Now, did I want to do better than I was already doing? Of course I did. I wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the best mechanic they had there. But it was going to be tough for me to be the best mechanic they had there because a lot of guys have been there 20 years. But I learned from them. They took me under their wing. They showed me things. And they helped me become better and better and better. And that's when, you know, I learned about the value of work. And I wanted to be better than I was when I started. But is that really the case today? I don't think so. Because we're paying people more to stay home than we were paying them to show up at work. And they didn't want to go to work in the first place. And we're paying government employees to do nothing and act like they're working, even when they're at the workplace. But they're not there now. They're at home acting like they're doing something, but they're doing nothing. We are overpaying people to do nothing. Now, how is it that we are going to be competitive and innovative, create great products, long-lasting products, when we have this attitude that has devalued work? You know, it used to be, a saying in banking, hey, knock it off. You're going to make the rest of us look bad. What that means is, don't do such a good job. Slow down. Make mistakes. Because if you do a good job, you're going to make everyone else look bad. I had to learn that. I had to learn that that was a phrase that was used. That was foreign to me. I thought we were all in it together. I thought everybody that worked for the bank was on the same team. We weren't on the same team. I'm trying to climb the ladder and people are shaking the ladder. There are people pulling me off the ladder. That's what it's really like. It's terrible. Now, that's what happens in industry. That's what happens in unions. That's why it costs so much to have union labor. Because they say, well, yeah, no, you can't put that many lug nuts on. That's too many. You got to slow down. You know, garbage people in New York City make over $100,000 a year. Is it because they have a PhD in recycling? I don't think so. Class, we're falling down. We've lost our competitive way. And around here, and this is no slight to the ladies, but there's a saying in Missouri. I never heard it before. I came to Missouri. And when someone was working on something, let's say they were building, framing a house, for example, and they'd look at it, and they put a level up to it, and it'd be off. It wasn't plumb. And the saying that they used in Missouri, well, that's good enough for the girls we run with. That's good enough for the girls we run with. Another way of saying that, well, that's good enough for the government. It means way off. Rich, have you heard those expressions?
Well, I have. And can I grab the microphone and talk about the delegitimization of work for a little bit and comment on what you just said? Thank you. Basically what you've mentioned is that hard work, proven results, qualifications no longer matter. And I want to talk about what has happened where people have been literally demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because of what group you come from. And I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face with many, many specific examples. At the same time, the same people who are demanding no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for people who are negatively affected. So basically, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, demanding no more rule of law. And what they're doing is enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies in the country and the world with liability, protection, and immunity. So when you think you're protecting your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, you're really insulting it. Because you're not only not being American, but you're giving free lunch to the elite. And I have given thousands and thousands of examples over many radio shows, especially this one, over 9 years, that shows that the wealth redistribution is going from the bottom 93%, now the bottom 90%, to the big boys. And they're using mostly divide-and-conquer strategies. They're also distracting us and dumbing us down. And I've given thousands of examples under that category as well. Now, think about some of the consequences that have happened. Think about the credit and debt distress that we have in a debt-backed currency system. So So when you eliminate hard work, proven results, and qualifications, it gets jobs and promotions and accolades or whatever kind of rewards based on what your gender is, what your gender you identify as, what skin pigmentation shade you have, what sexual orientation you are, what religion you are. When that happens, you are literally insulting your group's work ethic, ability, and intelligence by saying, I can't compete. Remember when Ilhan Omar said a few months ago, oh, well, Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. Well, there's a poll, and that's one of my articles that I was going to mention today, and I probably won't get to have time. Basically, Hispanics are the strongest opponents of immigration. So Hispanics are showing to be more American than other Americans. And yet, the Democrat Party is saying that they can't compete in a merit-based system. So we degrade people based on all these groups. We disrespect them. And you never empower a group or a hyphen or a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is all meant to make us submissive, to break our well, to reward America through mediocrity. And that destroys us. So opportunity for the bottom 90% only comes if you have certain maybe nepotism or big head start, like you're placed on third base and you're bragging to everybody you hit a home run. So as the elite get more protection, more free lunch, and we lose our wealth, I want you to think about the credit and debt distress that's been happening. I want you to think about all the defaults, delinquencies, and bankruptcies. When the real guy loses his home and loses his job and loses his livelihood and loses his everything, but the big guy gets bailed out because they're too big to fail or too big to jail or they have certain connections. And what happens to consumer confidence? It drops like gravity through the basement. So when you look at commodities, federal debt, emerging markets, consumer debt, municipal markets, mortgage debt, corporate debt, and the big guys who can afford the lobbyists, the PACs, who are labeled under special interest, who own Congress, they get all the bailouts. And the little guy gets screwed. And that is a very quick breakdown. One of these days when I get to monologue by myself, I'll go into more specificity and detail on how this should be. And Vince, I've talked about this for years. I've talked about how we're heading towards a deflationary, stagflationary environment. And one day, when consumer confidence breaks, all this money printing is going to could possibly send us into a major inflationary, hyperinflationary period. Now, we do have inflation, but we have inflation of necessities for the little people, mostly in the form of food. And as the technocracy and the technology increases, we're going to have more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking the little people's jobs. And we're going to have unsustainable headwinds for future rate of growth for the little people. That's why you've heard me say over the years, let's stop talking about these phony measurements like GDP, like CPI and inflation, like unemployment. Everything's doctored. Every book is cooked. And that's especially with the coronavirus. Even though it's a real virus, even though it is very much an issue, even public health officials in the USA are now admitting that COVID death numbers are inflated. Everything's got an agenda behind it.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com. sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, even you mentioned Howard University. Howard University, as I mentioned, and the reason I'm mentioning this is, class, because not everyone has heard of Howard University. It's in Washington, D.C. They have a $693 million endowment. They have about 9,100 students. Of those 9,100 students, 133 of them are Hispanic. 306 are white. There are a few American Indians there. Couple hundred, and the rest are black. It's predominantly black university. 96% of the freshmen have received financial aid. The average amount of financial aid is $24,000. The tuition for Howard University is about $27,000. Room board and tuition is about $27,000 a year. And they, Howard University, has received a benefit from the CARE Act. CARES Act. Why? They've got a $693 million endowment. Why not use that? What's the problem? I think, Rich Eben, that's an example of these special groups that you're talking about.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when they talk about college being this benevolence and information, here's an article right here that says shady ties exposed between Jeffrey Epstein and Harvard University. And we know Harvard had a Chinese spy working in their science department making getting Chinese money. And here we have angry undergrads suing 50 colleges for billions in refunds. Every young adult that has graduated college over the last 20 years should sue every frickin' college in this country because it's a scam. 90% of the degrees are worthless. When I had a degree in forestry, and I went to the National Forest Service for a job interview. This is in the early 80s. They told me that I could not get hired as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, no experience, no education. Education means jack crap, okay? And here's another article. 10 women's groups goes dead silent on the Biden assault accusation. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters what group you come from. And the Democrats trump women. That's just the way it is, and no pun intended here. And that's why there's another article. The way liberals smear Tara Reid is everything rape survivors fear. It doesn't matter who you are or what group you're from. They're going to make everybody create chaos and infighting, and it's all divide and conquer strategies. That's why I talk about practice what you preach laws. That's why I talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Here's an article. Juanita Broderick, Rick, you remember her? She was one of the rape victims from Bill Clinton. Well, apparently she blasts the endorsement from Hillary to Biden. Well, you remember her. Joy Behar basically said that she was a tramp. See, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what gender you are. You think that they care about you. Do you think they care about your skin pigmentation, your sexual orientation, if you're transgender? They don't give a damn. All they care about is divide and conquer and lowering the bars of standards and expectations. They care about eliminating the rule of law. They care about enabling and protecting the biggest corrupt corporations and big government and giving them liability immunity. There's an article here when they were talking about Joe Biden's accuser, Tara Reid. Some of these things I can't mention over the air that the Democrats were calling her. And at the same time, the World Health Organization is encouraging children younger than 4 years old to be taught masturbation and gender identity. But we're not putting these people to, we're not pointing the finger at them because the emperor has no clothes. And you're afraid to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist, with an anti in front of every word, ism, ist, and phobia on the back of every word. Because that's not part of the narrative. And this is why we have a historic drop in math and reading scores. It's the adoption of Common Core. Because they have to dumb us down to pull this stuff off. We'll be right back, folks.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the nation's COVID-19 death toll nears 70,000, President Trump will be heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks because of the pandemic. He'll be at a Honeywell Aerospace plant that's now making N95 masks for first responders. In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Sharm el-Sheikh because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
A chief executive at United Airlines now encouraging employees at the company to leave the company due to the financial toll being caused by the pandemic. CNN reports COO Greg Hart said in a memo to workers they should consider leaving the airline voluntarily as the company is looking to adjust its workforce, in his words, to the right size. It comes as United executive salaries have already been reduced and flight schedules for May and June have been cut by 90%. Landlords are getting a stern warning from federal prosecutors against trading sex for rent payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern California saying that any landlord that's asking tenants for sexual favors in lieu of rent during this pandemic will be indicted. It's been reported that millions of Americans have had trouble paying their monthly rent because of the economic toll of COVID-19. The 2020 NFL schedule is to be released on Thursday on the NFL Network. As questions linger about how the league is going to approach the season amid the pandemic, the network will air what it's calling Schedule Release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. It'll break down the schedule by division and highlight the top matchups and primetime games. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Years ago, I was asked to write specifications for some school systems that wanted to buy some computers. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is so that you understand why some companies have made a fortune at the expense of other companies. Why is it that some companies are so wealthy, make so much money, and you wonder why? I'm going to tell you right now. So I was asked to write specifications for computers, like what kind of computer should we buy for the children to be used in the school system? Well, what I wrote was that all the computers must have individually replaceable motherboards, power supplies, keyboards, mice, video cards, network cards, hard drives, etc., sound cards. And they must be an industry, they must meet industry standards. They must be individually replaceable, and they must be available on the open market. Nothing proprietary can be used in any of the computers that would be purchased by the school systems that I wrote the specifications for. So let's say a computer was dropped and the hard drive was broken. You could buy a hard drive made by Western Digital, Seagate, you know, other companies. You didn't have to buy a proprietary hard drive. If the power supply broke or blew or wore out, it was damaged somehow, you could buy one on the open market. The price of a Dell power supply was about $230 at that time. The price on the open market was about $53 for a generic power supply. So I said that these computers had to have generic replaceable parts. Nothing in them could be proprietary, not even the case. So if the case got damaged, broken, banged up, you could take out the motherboard, the power supply, the hard drive, whatever wasn't broken, and buy a different case that looked completely different, but it had to be a generic case that met standards with spacing for standard motherboards. Now, when I wrote those specifications, Dell could not compete because Dell did not have individually replaceable video cards. They didn't have individually replaceable power supplies that were, and when I talk about replaceable, I'm talking about standard sizes, industry standards that were available on the open market. If you had a Dell computer, you needed a Dell power supply, which was six times the cost of anybody else's, you know, in the generic world. So what happened was school systems, who weren't very smart, who had people who were willing to accept, maybe gifts from big companies like Dell, maybe. They bought into, boy, these Dells are really something. And they didn't look into what would it cost to replace the power supply later. What would it cost to, you can't replace the video card? No, there isn't. You have to replace the entire motherboard, which has the video controller, which has the hard drive controller, which has the network controller, which has the sound controller. You got to replace the whole motherboard. How much is that? $800? Wow. That replacement was more than an entire computer that was a generic computer, by far. So what happened was these generally dumb school systems bought into buying computers from companies such as Dell, and they were locked in. And then when a computer failed, they said, it costs so much to fix them, maybe we should get some new computers. So what did they buy for the second round? The same as what they bought from the first round, except the new and improved model, which didn't have individually replaceable parts. So they were locked in. Now, who did this? Well, that'd be government organizations, schools, hospitals, government agencies. So if you look around and you look at their computers, how come they all say Dell? Why is that? Because they were the lowest price? Absolutely not. They were not the lowest price. By far, they were not the lowest price. So what I'm giving you is just one example of why certain companies succeed and other companies don't succeed. Because those who are willing to encourage their big customers to buy their products through, maybe lunches, maybe travel, maybe junkets, maybe cash bribes. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it's all done. But when it is done, there's a lot of money to be made. And you've heard of those $700 hammers and those $700 toilet seats because the hammer has to meet certain specifications. You know, for the government to buy a hammer, it's got to be, it's got to have length, width, girth, shaft size, weight. And isn't it interesting that that hammer's already being made by somebody else? That's how it works. And when you look at this stimulus package, it should make your blood boil. Absolutely make your blood boil. And Howard University is just one tiny example of a special interest group Why? Why have they been singled out to get money? Why? When they have $693 million in endowments, why? Why are you paying for that? Why am I paying for that? So, what happens in the long run? Well, people are hungry. Food is not available in the stores. Meat is in short supply. Meat is being rationed. At some point, it's been widely reported that at some point, people are going to lose it. And what are they going to do? It's not breaking things. It's what they've done in the past. We had the civil riots, civil riots in the 1960s in big cities, Watts, Newark, New Jersey. What happened? Bashing, slashing, crashing, burning. That's what happened. National Guard was on every corner. Snipers were on the rooftops. People burned their own cities. $1,200, what's that for? Y'all got yours, I didn't get mine. Mrs. Vanelli didn't get hers. Our children, my boys didn't get theirs. Where is it? And when you do get it, the prices that you pay for things are going to go up. Not everything, but the things that you need, yeah, they're going to go up. It's pretty scary. So what do? I suggest you buy food. Food that'll last a while. Get some plants. Start that garden. And that's a problem, too. Because if you go to buy plants at the Chinese factory outlet, they don't look so good. And the ones that they have are pretty expensive. Now, how do I know they don't look so good? Because I got in the truck, rolled up the windows, and I went by to see what plants look like from the outside, from my truck. They don't look so good. Why? Because they don't have anybody taking care of them. Why? Because not too many people are going in stores. So, I heard some reports from the center of activity on the East Coast, Washington, D.C. They're saying that we're going to have this fixed by the end of the year. Right. Not a chance. In my world, not a chance. Rich, even any comments on what I've said?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you really look at everything that's happening with computers, it's really an update on dumbing down the American people in a lot of ways. The changing definitions, they're using subliminal messages with these updated new computers. A lot of it is Marxist, Alinsky, Frankfurt School, Cloud and Piven, Communist Manifesto based. Just look at the agenda that's been forced on us with this economic shutdown and aka coronavirus. I mean, forced austerity, crashing economy. Think about the chain reaction this occurs when you delegitimize work. When you make us vulnerable to one little pin that pops the bubbles. Okay, free market supply and demand is almost irrelevant. Let's get rid of cash because it might carry the virus. Let's create a centralized government crypto, which will enslave everybody except for the elite. Let's bow down to technological control by China, along with the UN, the World Health Organization, Hollywood, Soros, Gates, and all the other players. Let's make us submissive and break our will with social distancing so we can't have peaceful assembly anymore. Let's eliminate voting. It's not legitimate. It's got to be by mail so it could be rigged. Let's get rid of the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the rule of law. Let's have starvation and food shortages. Let's continue with more fake information for the mainstream media. Let's have depopulation. Let's get rid of free speech. Let's force vaccines on people to reduce their immune system and give them immunity passports so you have to show them your papers no matter where you go or you can't do commerce or even live. Let's have forced lockdowns. Let's have house arrests. Let's
we have all this. We're there. We are there. We have forced lockdowns.
What I'm saying. This is exactly what these divide and conquer strategies are doing. Exactly when you delegitimize work and nobody cares anymore because nothing matters, this is what's happening. And it's up to the people.
I like cash. And I'll tell you why I like cash. That's just one of the things you talked about. I like cash because it settles the debt right then and there. Immediately. So if I buy something, let's say I bought a truck years ago for $3,000 cash. 3,000.00. I still drive it today. 2004 rust bucket, Chevy rust bucket. And it's rusty. It really is. It's getting lighter every day. Parts are falling off, you know, the sides of it.
Hey, that's why they invented baling wire and duct tape.
Yeah, yeah. And Bondo. Well, cash is great for a lot of reasons. Number one, when I paid the seller for it, I handed him the cash. He handed me the title and the keys, and I drove the truck away. It was mine right then and there. You know, subject to rent from the state, meaning I had to, you know, if I wanted to drive it on the roads, I had to, legally, I had to pay them tribute. You know, license plates, registration, title, things like that. Change of title. But the debt was settled right then and there, instantaneously. Now, it wasn't like I gave him a check and the check had to clear, you know, a couple days later. It wasn't like I gave him a credit card and, you know, I'd pay that off in 30 days when the statement came due. It was settled right then and there. And another thing that's nice about cash is it's mostly anonymous. So I can buy something and I don't have to say, hey, I'm Vincent Finelli. Here's where I live. And here is the electronic substitute for money. It can be anonymous in many ways, and I like that. And the government says, well, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear. That's not the point. The point is it's none of their business. None of their business what I buy. None of their business. I can't buy dynamite. They won't sell it to me. I'd like to buy some. There's some tree stumps I'd like to blow out of the ground and get rid of. But I can't because I can't buy.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Chivin's with us. We've been talking about manipulation for years and years. About 9 years with Rich Chivin. And here's an example. So, J. Crew and Hertz. Let's see, J. Crew, Hertz, and Gold's Gym filing for bankruptcy. Well, that's just three companies. And headline news on Drudge Report says that there'll be about 3,000 daily deaths in 3 weeks. So 3 weeks from now, they're expecting 3,000 deaths a day. That's one death every half a minute. And the market, the Dow, is up 400 points. If that doesn't look like manipulation to you, I don't think we're going to be able to help you.
Well, Vince, keep in mind, public health officials are admitting that the COVID death numbers have been inflated, and I've gone over that quite a bit, too. But, Vince, we only have a couple of seconds.
They've been underinflated, too.
Let me ask you, since we talked about the delegitimization of work, let me ask you a question. If the government says you can't earn a living and choose your job because of what group you're in, and we're not protected under the rule of law anymore, why do we still have to pay our taxes and insurance? That's my question to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the shooting, I believe, is going to start. I really believe that, and I can't tell what it is. I can't tell whether it's going to be a revolution or a civil war or both. But the municipalities are underwater, a lot of them. The pensions are not going to be paid. When that happens and these people who are used to just sitting at home and making a lot of money doing nothing because they've had these government-type jobs, when that starts to crack and they don't get paid, and at the same time, the municipalities say, you know what, we're going to have to raise the personal property tax and the real estate tax for those homeowners and landlords and so forth by 30, 40, 50, 100%, people are going to be really angry. People are going to be angry at the squandering of these $2 to $6 trillion that we've been talking about today. And they're going to lose it. They're going to be hungry. They've got arms. They've got ammunition. And they've got time.
Yeah, but Vince, keep in mind, the Los Angeles Lakers, they get a bailout. So if you're part of the bread and circus that can keep people calm and give them recreation on their boob tube at home, you're going to get a bailout. And how about the New York Police Department? They're issuing summons for social distancing even when people are having barbecues, but yet they're not disclosing what was on Anthony Weiner's computer. And how about California? People are being arrested three times in 12 hours, but they're back on the street because of zero bail policy. Everything is about propaganda today. How come Roger Stone, the FBI, told him that he will not get any jail time if he revealed dirt on President Trump? We're not living in reality. Everything is propaganda, lies, false flags, hoaxes, gaslighting, everything. See, you and I are talking common sense and logic. It almost doesn't even apply. Vince?
Okay, so the Chicago Fed, as in Federal Reserve, just announced that they're expecting a 34% unemployment rate. 34%. Those are the ones they count. So they're not counting everybody. The Great Depression, the first one, 1929 and all the way up to 1945, that unemployment rate at the worst was about 25%. The Chicago Fed is saying 34%. That's pretty bad. Really, really bad. And it looks like it's going the way we said it's going to go. It looks like the collapse is in. So according to statistics I'm reading, U.S. manufacturing orders have crashed by the most ever. By the most ever. Gasoline consumption dropped by the lowest level ever recorded. U.S. vehicles, light vehicles, that'd be small trucks like pickup trucks, fell to the lowest level they've seen since the industry has seen since the 1970s. Now, the 1970s is when we had the Arab oil embargo, when you couldn't get gasoline. It was unavailable. You could get $3 worth. And every other day. If you were willing to wait for maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 hours in line. Global smartphone shipments are down almost 12% for the first quarter compared to a year ago. Hong Kong just recorded the worst economic contraction in its entire history. Consumer spending is down 7.6% during the first quarter of 2020. American Airlines posted a loss of $2.2 billion. And Neiman Marcus, JCPenney, and J. Crew are headed for bankruptcy. J. Crew already is. And Hertz. And Gold's Gym. It's really, really bad, and it's going to get worse, and people are going to starve. Rich Eben, you've got 10 seconds.
People, read, research, think for yourself, and speak up.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.